What's going on, listeners? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Station, recorded on the Anchor app. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience some silly, some random, and some weird, hosted by me, a melanated goddess slash comedian. So today we've got a woman who found a doorknob in her nachos, the aging challenge and the truth behind it, and we're also going to talk about a guy who smuggled cocaine under his toupee. Yeah, and no, none of this happened in Florida. Actually, I'm giving Florida the day off, okay? But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly. Or you just join in on the silly and the random. Call in to say, hey, whatever you want to do. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Also, please feel free to leave a review on my podcast via Apple Podcast or the many other podcast platforms that I am available. Okay, because I want to know what you guys think about the topics that we discuss here on Professionally Silly. Okay, so let's get random. Okay, listeners, this one is pretty much insane. We have a woman who ordered some nachos from Taco Bell and received something a little extra with her order. A doorknob. Eve Saint from Poughkeepsie went to a Taco Bell where she supposedly waited in the drive-thru line for 45 minutes, which, if you ask me, is fucking insane. 45 minutes for fast food? This chick is crazy. I would have left after 15 and found a Del Taco. Fuck that. Anyways, so when she got home, to dig into her nachos, she found something hard and inedible, you know, smothered in cheese. Can you guys imagine being at home about to murk some nachos and then find an inedible object in your food? Like, bruh, that's fucked up. All right, so of course, she's furious about this situation, and rightly so, might I add. Eve decided to share a photo of the nachos on her Facebook page. And along with that post, it read, Taco Bell, I'm coming to fuck someone up. Real funny putting a fucking doorknob in my nachos, bitch. That's verbatim what she said. I mean, that was aggressive but understandable at the same time. Like, who wants a doorknob in their food? Like, nobody, you know. And of course, many of her Facebook friends had a hard time believing her, to which she responded, I wish this shit was fake. I'm hungry, okay? And I waited in the drive-thru for 45 minutes and I'm the only one who got the doorknob. So she called Taco Bell, the Taco Bell in question, and they didn't believe her. They told her that it was impossible that a doorknob had been put into her nachos. So she said that Taco Bell hung up on her, okay, and she had to call like 10 times to finally be heard. So she finally received an apology and was offered some free nachos. Yo, y'all can't see my face, but yo, I feel like tears could come up my face right now. This is ridiculous, man. That's it? Free nachos? From the same place that can't tell the difference between food and doorknobs. I am upset with this. Okay. So Eve later found out that it wasn't a doorknob, but it was a cheese dispenser knob that the employees used to, you know, dispense the cheese at, like, the pump, you know, the little top of the pump handle. And Taco Bell have made the following statement, following this incident. And it says, we take this very seriously. The franchise that owns and operates this location is looking into this matter and strives to make things right with the customer. Now, I legit don't eat, Like, what the fuck do you even say? This is madness. How the fuck did anything other than food get into her nachos? Like, these motherfuckers in the kitchen not looking at what the hell they doing. That's it.
Cheese, okay, all right. Doorknob, lettuce, tomato.
Like, that's not, that is not the recipe. Okay, so let's go ahead and read a couple of tweets about this, because that's actually how I discovered this on Twitter. Because you know damn well Twitter has some shit to say, okay? So, at the horror guru says, quick, turn the knob, it might lead to the magic lands. I love that. I love that. You never know. That could be a special doorknob. You don't know where it could take you. At James21004 says, those nachos are off the hinges. I am upset. Y'all can't tell, but I got side eye. That was so corny. I enjoyed it. At Joe062 says, doorknob was probably the best part of the meal. I mean, why you gotta come for Taco Bell like that, Joe? They ain't that bad. I mean, like, if your meal costs you, you know, $4, you kind of get what you pay for, bruh. At SwiftDecision22 says, the employee responsible for that mistake has probably been shown the door knob by now. I am done. I'm done. I can't anymore. Okay, I'll be right back after I get some nachos. I'm just, like, craving nachos all of a sudden. But, you know, not from Taco Bell. Yeah. So, I'm sure many of you are aware of the age challenge. If you're not, it's cool. I'll fill you in, okay? The age challenge is when people use the Face app to make themselves appear older. You can use this app to alter your appearance, well, your face. And it's very similar to the Snapchat filters people use to make themselves look like a child or the opposite sex. Because those were pretty popular filters for a while, you know? But let's be real, guys, okay? It was just really a matter of time before looking old became the new challenge, too. Let's be real. So now we can change, we can age ourselves a few decades to see exactly how we may look when we're elderly. See, my grandparents had to wait until they got old to know. See, not my generation. Like, we aren't patient enough for that shit, okay? So anyways, the Face app was popular about 2 years ago, but since has regained traction. Everyone wants to join in on the age challenge and are encouraging their friends and their followers to download the app and join in on the challenge. Now, even celebrities are joining in on the fun. You know, celebrities like Lil Nas, the Jonas Brothers, Drake, Trisha Yearwood even, Perez Hilton. Although I gotta say, his was kind of creepy. It was creepy AF, legit. Like, it was not cute. You know, and many more celebrities joined in on this. But I even saw a baby take the age challenge, and it was like a weird Benjamin Button type shit. It was, I did not agree with it. It was, that was a grown ass baby, okay? And it was creepy as fuck, okay? But it's not even people, just people who want to join in on the age challenge. There are Instagram pages popping up dedicated to posting photos of other people and their favorite celebrities using the aging filter. Now, posting celebrity photos as well, like PewDiePie, the Dolan Twins, James Charles, and more. And for those of you who have like huge question marks, one of those names I just dropped, they're huge YouTubers, okay? Have you been living under a rock, okay? Now, all that is cool and all that is fun, but there is also a controversy regarding this app and, you know, that has a lot of people concerned. You know, the Face app has access to your data and information in your phone, and the app can upload all of your photos from your camera roll or on your phone, you know, and more supposedly. So that's kind of freaking people out. That's the rumor that's going around now. This tweet from @activeb1t, a former Face app user, says, and I quote, hashtag Face app warning, do not use it. Their privacy policy is purposely vague and mentions sharing with affiliates. Affiliates is nothing more than a different term for a third party in this context. You're giving them your face and info to sell. That is some creepy, when you put it like that, you know? And then he also provides a link to the Face app privacy policy. And it's kind of eerie because he's kind of right when you think about it. You know, and it gets deeper than that. Russia also has some ownership of the app. Brian Herbert, another tweeter, and is that the correct term for those who tweet? Tweeter? I don't know. Okay. So Brian says, and I quote, you may want to think twice about using Face app. You're pretty much giving Russia complete access to your phone. That is like, that's scary given the history that we have with Russia. You know, that's just not, whew. All right. But I was literally actually going to download the app until I came across this story. Like, legit, I was going to download this app. Like this week I was going to. Super glad I didn't, just in case, oh, this is real, you know. But I must say, some of these concerns, they do seem valid to me, especially when you think about how many times you've accepted approval terms without actually reading what you're approving. You know, and I'm guilty of it too. They make that shit super long and very confusing, hella boring, you know, to read on purpose. That's what they do. Hell, I mean, I probably owe Apple like my first unborn baby at this point, and I don't even know it. It's very possible, you know. And of course, the company released a statement saying that it does not sell data to third parties, to Russia or anyone else, you know, which, you know, is complete bullshit, I think. But I feel like these concerns are valid. So let's take a look at the terms of service as it is to the app's privacy policy. And I'm reading this verbatim, and it says, you grant Face app a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable, I didn't even know that was a word, license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, creative derivative, works from, distribute, this is a lot, you understand? Distribute, policy, perform, and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content in all media formats and channels known, now known, or later developed without compensation to you. Now, I said a lot of things, but I know the one thing you heard, without compensation to you. That means we ain't paying you shit. And that's a lot of words to say, you know, that Face app can take your photos and use them whenever they want, you know, do whatever they want with them and not have to pay you shit. That's pretty much what they're saying. And perhaps, you know, for marketing purposes is my guess, you know, they'll pretty much make money off of you and not share the wealth. Now, another line of the policy, of the privacy policy says, we use third-party analytics tools to help us measure traffic and usage trends for the service. These tools collect information sent by your device to our service, including the web pages you visit, add-ons, and other information that assists us in improving the service. And the policy goes on to say that while it may not sell your data to third parties, they can share certain information, such as cookie data, with third-party advertising partners. Now, you think about it. These apps, especially the free ones, think about it. How do they get their money? How do these companies thrive? This is one of the ways right here. Now, Face app says that the photos are processed to the cloud, but they claim they do not download photos directly from your camera roll. Face app states, and I quote, we perform most of their photo processing in the cloud. We only upload a photo selected by the user for editing. We never transfer any other images from the phone to the cloud. And they go on to say, we might store and upload an uploaded photo in the cloud. The main reason for that, is performance and traffic. We want to make sure that the user doesn't upload the photo repeatedly for every edit operation. Most images are deleted from our service within 48 hours from the upload date. So that's what they're saying. Now, that statement also included that the company accepts requests from users to remove all their data from its servers. They also added that the app's features are available without logging in. And they said about 99% of the users don't even log in, meaning, you know, that in most cases, they don't have access to any data that can identify a person. So I guess that kind of makes sense. And finally, okay, they do not sell data to third parties and do not sell information to Russia. They wanted to make that extremely clear. And to be honest with you, the terms and their terms of service is pretty standard for a lot of apps. You know, those policies are put in place to mostly protect the company. And the terms of service for the app hasn't changed since it launched in 2017. So as I do feel we should be concerned, I also feel a lot of the claims about the Face app are a little bit exaggerated. And to be honest with you, I'm sure many privacy policies we have, you know, already blindly agreed to are probably terrifying, honestly. But also, because Russia is a part of the Face app, the DNC, Democratic National Committee, warned 2020 campaigns, not to use this app. And it was said that if anyone in the DNC have already used this app, it's recommended that they delete the app. Now, that makes you think, don't it? That we don't sell your data, but they don't want anyone at the DNC to use the app because they might be worried about that. So yeah, it just kind of makes you think. I don't know. I really don't know what to believe, because there's always three sides to a story. There's each side, and then there's the truth, you know. But what I want to know is what you guys think about this. Let me know. You know, call in 805-664-1828. Do you think people are blowing this out of proportion? Or do you feel there could be a legitimate problem? Let me know. Call in. What's up, professionally silly listeners? I have some awesome news that I want to share with you guys. If you guys like the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, guess what? Now you can. You can now make monthly contributions, and you can contribute as low as 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. No excuses. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Now, this will actually help bring Professionally Silly to another level. So let's be honest, okay? A lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome, hella dope to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. Plus, I got bills, all right? And dream chasing, it ain't cheap. Now, I'm super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. So thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. In other news, listeners, we have a man who smuggled cocaine under his toupee. Yeah, I bet you guys forgot about that, didn't you? You really can't make this shit up, honestly. So Spanish police arrested a Colombian man who had a half a kilo of cocaine hidden under his toupee when he arrived in Barcelona on a flight from Colombia. And I cannot right now, honestly, because his damn toupee, though, like his toupee, that was the best he could come up with. Okay, so he caught the attention of investigators because of the tilting of the wig that was sitting on the top of his head. This shit is ridiculous. He honestly thought he was going to get away with this stupid shit. Okay, so after searching the mule, because that's what they call people who, you know, smuggle drugs and they're called mules, they found the cocaine, which was inside a plastic bag that was glued to his head. What the entire fuck? I'm reading this. This is what's happening. Like, I gotta be honest with you, though. I'm not really surprised about this. From what I understand, Colombia is a huge narcotics-producing country. You know what I mean? Especially cocaine. You know, and depending on the purity and how much it was cut, you know, it's thought that the cocaine was worth about 30,000 euros, which is equivalent to about 33,500, you know, American dollars. So yeah, that happened. Don't hide your drugs under your toupee. I feel like that's the moral of the story. Yeah, we'll go with that. Oh man, I just shared so many weird random things with you guys today. Like, we talked about Taco Bell giving us a little extra in our nachos, and we talked about the dark truth behind the Face app. I guess we better watch what we eat and what apps we download, because shit's getting real out there. We also got a chance to talk about a man who was a shitty drug mule. Like, so much shit is happening in this world, and this is what I choose to share. Yep. So I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your audible boo thing certainly gets around. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other podcast platforms. Yes. Also, in other awesome news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, you need to pay attention to what's next, honey, because this is for you right here. It's super easy. It's awesome. Do you guys hear that? You just got to come and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad and you're an avid listener, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Now, if you haven't already, let's go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new podcast episode, which will be every Friday. Now, I'm a little late today. I apologize. Okay, there's a lot of construction going on the outside of my building, and there was just no way that I could record with all of that noise. But I still got my video up. I still got my podcast up tonight. You know, I say video as well because guess what, guys? I'm also a YouTuber. So if you ever want to go ahead and check out my YouTube videos, my channel is also called Professionally Silly, so it's pretty easy to find. You can also follow me on my other social media platforms. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others. And guess what? The clickable links to all of those are in the description box of my YouTube videos. So make sure you guys follow, subscribe, fam me, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together, guys. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly that you've heard. And if you don't have the Anchor app, guess what? You can call or text 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Tell me which episode you listen to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, okay? Because there's pieces of shit everywhere.